Now we're joined once again by DJC.
We've been discussing Norton System Works put out by Symantec. And this is part three. And in this issue, I'd like to talk about two of the utilities which are fairly important. We're going to talk about Disk Doctor, which is basically their scan disk. And we're also going to talk about WinDoctor. WinDoctor is a program used to scan the registry and identify and clean up invalid keys. We hope to be able to show you at least basically how these utilities work. Whether I can actually get them to work, I may not be able to because I'm writing to one of my drives here, and I don't know that I'll get an error that way, but I'm going to at least show you how you set up these utilities and how they work. The best way to locate the Norton System Works utilities, as I explained before, is to probably call each utility separate under the program group. That seems to be at least the easiest way to find them. So what we're going to do right now, let's go to the program group. And let's go to
P equals.
Programs, and then let's locate Norton.
15 numbers, N equals. Next, N equals.
Looking.
Neot, N equals. Netroot, N equals. Newsl, N equals. NewsInc, N equals. Noadst, N equals. Norton System Works.
And there it is right there. We're going to hit return on it here.
N equals. Norton Antivirus Pulldown.
And the first one's the antivirus.
N equals. Norton Clean Sweep Pulldown.
Clean Sweep.
N equals. Norton Ghost Pulldown.
Norton Ghost.
N equals. Norton Utilities.
Norton Utilities. And this is where we need to be. So we're going to hit return here.
I equals. Image. Location C Program Files. Norton System Works. Norton Utilities.
And I want a down arrow.
L equals. Live Update.
Live
Location
Update.
Location C Program Files. Semantic Live Update.
And down arrow.
Norton Disk Doctor.
And Disk Doctor. And that's
files,
the one
Norton
we want.
Works, Norton Utilities.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to hit the return here on Norton Disk Doctor.
Button. Start button.
And I'm waiting
closed.
For it to come up. It actually will call the system.
Button. D equals diagnose. Dialog.
There are tools.
Graphic.
Here we are.
Norton Disk Doctor. Minimize. Graphic. Close. Button. D equals diagnose. Button. O equals options. Dialog. Button. U equals undo. Select drive as to diagnose. Graphic. Graphic.
Now we have
A,
all the different
left
drives.
Checked. Floppy. Unknown. Graphic. Graphic. C. NASA. Last checked. 7.61 GB. 25203. Graphic. Graphic. D. Toppy. Last checked. 111 GB. 25203.
See, it
graphic,
shows me when
graphic.
I last
e,
did
Missy,
these.
Last checked. 66 GB. 127203. Button. H equals help. Button. C equals close. Checkbox. Graphic. Automatically fix errors. Unchecked. Ready.
So as you can see, if you're familiar with the Windows scan disk, this is much like that. Now, what I'd like to do...
Button. O equals
I'm
options.
I'm going to tab.
Dialog. Button. U equals undo.
And...
Button. H equals help. Button. C equals close. Checkbox. Unchecked. A equals automatically fix errors.
I don't want to do that.
Mode selection. List box.
Now...
Select drive as to diagnose. Graphic. Graphic.
The, this is a graphic here, and it doesn't show you that it's checked or unchecked.
Button. Graphic. Graphic. F. Let's check. Graphic. Graphic. E. Missy.
Now, it's my drive E that I'm going to actually work with. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the space bar.
Graphic. Graphic.
And it won't say that it's checked or unchecked, but I would believe that it would now be highlighted. We'll be able to check that when we start the scan disk here. I'm going to tab over now.
Button. D equals diagnose.
To the diagnose button, which equals start, basically. Like I say, it's very similar to... Windows scan disk, and I'm going to ask it to start, and then when it starts, we'll look at the top of the screen and see where we are. So we're going to start it. And I've now told it to start.
Top left.
Let's see what it's doing here.
Button. S equals stop.
It says stop at the top.
Button. K equals skip. Disabled.
And skip.
Button. N equals next drive. Disabled.
Next drive.
Checkbox. Graphic. Disabled. Automatically fix errors. Unchecked. Disabled. Restarting due to disk write.
Okay, restarting due to disk write, and that's because I'm writing to this drive.
23.
And it shows a percentage. I don't know if it's going to get past this or not. It may not.
69. Arrow. 69. Checkbox. Graphic. Disabled. Automatically fix errors. 69.
See, that's a percentage.
78.
And it's doing it. Now, I didn't say that I would be able to complete this because it is running, but I want to show you how this works.
CSS.
Okay, it's checking.
Ghost. AMD is in its family. Check button. N equals next drive. Button. K equals skip. Button. S equals stop. Graphic. Norton disk doctor testing drive Z. Minimize.
Okay, it's working on drive
Close.
C.
Button. N equals next drive. Graphic. Norton disk doctor testing drive D. Minimize.
See, now I told it to go Graphic. Start to test
Close.
Drive D, but I don't
starting.
Want it to do that one either. I actually
Button.
Want it to do...
Y equals yes. Dialogue. Norton disk doctor. Graphic. Graphic. Button. Norton disk doctor has restarted 10 times because Windows or another program has disabled. Button. Been writing to this drive. Quitting some running programs may enable Norton disk. Disabled. Button. Doctor,
see,
finish sooner.
You see,
do
it
you
still
want
does
to
that.
Receiving this warning? Button. N equals no. Dialogue. Graphic. Button. S equals stop. Button. S equals stop. Button. S e- top button. Button. N equals next drive. Dip left. Button. S equals stop.
Okay,
graphic.
Well, it's not going to let me...
Doctor testing drive D.
It's now
minimize.
Testing my drive
graphic.
D.
Close. Hourglass.
And this is a really big
button.
Drive. If
Checkbox.
I let this run, it
graphic.
Will finish on that drive, because that's not what I'm writing to. But the point is that I'm making here is this is how you actually use their version of ScanDisk.
50, 60, 0.
Now, it shows numbers as it's going up and counting
disk right.
The sectors.
30,
you can see that.
20. Restarting due to disk right. Restarting due to 0, 0.
Well, obviously
20,
this is
zero.
Not working. I figured this probably wouldn't, actually, because
20.
I'm actually recording here and stuff.
Restarting due
so
to disk right.
So I'm going to...
Button. S equals stop. Button. O equals options.
Okay,
dialogue.
I've actually stopped it. I told it to stop. I don't want it to do this work now. But anyway, that's how you use Norton Disk Doctor. Now,
button.
They do have
button.
Options here.
O equals options. Button, okay.
And we can look
Checkbox
at those.
Uncheck Norton Disk Doctor startup options. S equals start automatically with Windows. Property sheet.
You could have it start automatically with Windows.
Multi selection list box D equals drive S to diagnose. Graphic floppy 105 nodes.
And then they have the list of drives. I guess you can exclude any drives you didn't want it to work on.
Radio button check repair options M equals ask me first 1 of 4.
Ask me first 1 of 4 is the radio button, and we can down arrow and show you those.
Radio button check repair options U equals auto repair 2 of 4.
Auto repair, automatically repair any errors. You could certainly have it do that. So in other words, if you wanted it to run in the middle of the night and you're asleep, you certainly could do that, and you could tell it, you know, just repair any errors. I prefer not to do it that way. I like to know what it's actually doing.
Radio button check repair options K equals skip repairs 3 of 4.
Skip repairs, in other words, if it finds errors, it'll skip them. That would defeat the purpose, I suppose.
Radio button check repair options C equals custom 4 of 4.
And custom, I guess you can tell it certain criteria.
Radio button check repair options
so
M equals ask me first
1 of 4. I want is ask me first, and I'm going to leave it there right there. So
button
we've done
okay.
That. And then we just have okay,
button
cancel,
button help,
and help.
Tab control, general 1 of 4.
Now we have other tabs here.
Appearance 2 of 4.
Now this is the appearance tab. We're going to look at that right now.
Checkbox check animation N equals enable animation.
Enable animation is the first one. I guess that means it will show a graphic that's animated for a sighted user.
Checkbox uncheck music M equals play music.
Then you can ask it to play music. An interesting option here. If I check this.
Checked.
I can tab.
Edit box S equals select either MID, RMI, or WAV file to play during disk diagnosis.
Apparently it will play several different formats, and that's pretty cool. I suppose it just repeats them. You could put in a... You know, MIDI, or you can put in something and say, well, go ahead and play this while you're doing the diagnosis.
Checkbox check.
So I'm going to uncheck that. I don't want it to do that, or at least not at this time. Might be something I'll play with later. That's interesting. I didn't even know it had that option. Interesting one, anyway.
Checkbox uncheck custom message C equals show custom message.
Show a custom message, I suppose. I could type in something. Maybe I could type in, this computer is being... scanned by Norton Disk Doctor, please leave it alone or something. That way if my wife walked into the room, she wanted to use the computer, she saw that, then she would know, oh, you don't want to fool with it right now.
Button okay.
And then we have okay.
Button cancel.
Cancel.
Button help.
And help.
Tab control. Appearance 2 of 4.
Now, there's more tabs here.
Surface test 3 of 4.
Surface test.
Checkbox check T equals enable surface testing.
Enable surface testing is checked.
Radio button check passes R equals repetitions.
Then we have a radio button that says passes and repetitions, and there probably are other radio buttons associated with this. I'm not going to move this because I'm liable to throw this thing off, and I don't want to do that. These are the more advanced options, of course.
Up down edit box passes 1.
Passes 1.
Radio button check type of test 10 equals normal test 1 of 2.
Normal test, and of course that's a radio button, and I'll explain that one because that one I do understand. Normal test means that it will just run a normal test on your drive.
Radio button check type of test T equals thorough test 2 of 2.
Thorough test. Now, thorough test is a real extensive test, and it's something that you should not necessarily run unless you're getting all kinds of disk errors. If you're, if your disk is really acting up and you're having trouble with it, you probably will want to run a thorough test. But I do want to say here, if you do ever need to run that kind of test, be prepared. Depending on the size of your drive, it'll take a very, very long time indeed. You might want to start it when you go to bed, and it would be done probably in the morning or just finishing. It's a long, long, long test. So normally, you will want it to do a normal test. You won't want it to do any other kind of test.
Radio button check. What to test? D equals entire disk area 102.
What to test? Entire disk area is what we have here, or...
Radio button check. What to test? F equals area used by files 202.
Area used by files. So you can ask, actually have it do either the area used by files...
Radio button check. What to test? D equals entire disk area
102. Or the entire disk, which will, of course, test all the free space area as well. So, again, that's probably a matter of preference. I have it do the entire drive, because that way if there's errors on an area that I have not written to, I'm going to be alerted that, hey, there's some kind of error here, you know, and we can clean that up.
Checkbox unchecked display disk map S equals show disk map during surface test.
Unchecked show disk map. Disk map, again, would be a visual type of thing. That's not going to do a blind person very much good, but it is available if you, you know, want to see exactly what sectors, because what happens is it actually counts sectors, is how it basically works. So what's happening here is it's actually going to count sectors. It starts at sector 1, and it will count sectors, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it shows them sort of in a graphical representation if you have that option checked.
Button okay.
Then we have okay.
Button cancel. Button help.
And then we have help.
Tab control. Surface test 3 of 4.
And then we have one more tab.
Advanced 4 of 4.
And we have the advanced tab. Let's see what we have under this one.
Checkbox unchecked test to skip P equals skip partition test.
Skip partition test. That's unchecked.
Checkbox unchecked test to skip M equals skip CMOS tests.
Skip CMOS test. Also unchecked.
Checkbox unchecked test to skip N equals only one hard disk.
Only one hard disk. That's unchecked.
Checkbox check test to skip F equals skip file datetime tests.
File datetime tests.
Checkbox unchecked test to skip C equals skip compression testing.
Skip compression testing. That's the zip files. If you have zip files, it will, if you were to check that, it would actually skip those. So if you have compressed files on your drive, it will skip them if you do want it to do that. It will certainly can do that for you.
Checkbox unchecked test to skip O equals skip host drive testing.
Host drive testing. I'm not sure quite what that means. That might be like a network type of thing or something like that.
Checkbox unchecked test to skip S equals scan for auto mount disks.
Scan for auto mount disks. That's probably scan for floppies or disks of that nature, perhaps. Again, I'm not sure, and I don't know all these options. I don't want to make that claim. I just want to go over them so you're aware of what they do.
Up down edit box D equals begin after 0.
Begin after 0. This is like a number.
Up down edit box D equals in 15. Combo box W equals when errors are found. Display report window 4 of 4.
Okay.
Button OK.
And that's it. There we go. So we have all these different
button
things,
cancel.
And you can see how that
button
works. And there
D
we go.
Side.
That's how you work with Norton Disk Doctor.
Zero, zero,
and
zero,
as you can see, it's very similar to ScanDisc, except it's
hours.
A lot more
zero, zero.
Thorough.
Button.
And that's
Sorry,
very
button.
Cool. It's a lot more thorough. You'll be able to get a lot more done as far as making sure that your disks are healthy and that they're running properly. Here's a couple of quick final notes now on Norton Disk Doctor. It behaves much like ScanDisk for Windows. I've explained that to you. When it finds lost chains, for example, or it finds invalid free space, or it finds partition problems, it will identify them for you, and you'll be able to tab across and tell it to repair and all that sort of thing if you've set it up to do that. Otherwise, if you have it automatically fixing your errors, it will do that too. But, as I say, I like to know what's going on. I usually let it scan, and I'm usually in front of the computer when it's doing it. That way I can identify any problems and ask it to repair. So, whenever you run this utility, be patient. But I would run it, I would say, once a week probably. And if you do that, you should be able to keep your computer fairly healthy, assuming that your disks are not thrashed. If your disks are, you know, if you're using an old hard drive, those disks, once they've written over a period of time, they tend to degrade. And you can run into partition problems and that sort of thing. Should that be the case, you might try doing a thorough test and see if that resolves it for you. If that doesn't, then you may have to just buy a new hard drive. And the hard drives are coming down in price now. You can get some pretty nice ones for fairly inexpensive money. Norton Disk Doctor, it's a great utility. Now, the next thing I'd like to take a look at is Norton Win Doctor.
N equals Norton Wind Doctor.
Okay, there it is. We have now found it. Now, I'm going to hit return here. Now, I'll have to give you just a general overview of how this particular thing works. I may be able to get it to run for us. Let's hit return anyway.
Menu closed. Button.
Norton Wind Doctor is a good utility. It's a utility you're going to want to use every once
in
a while.
List box. Top. No selected item. Hourglass. List box. Radio button check P equals perform all Norton Wind Doctor tests recommended. One of three property sheet. Property sheet Norton Wind Doctor wizard graphic Norton Wind Doctor. The Norton Wind Doctor will find and fix many types of Windows problems, such as problems with Windows system files applications that 1T launch registry errors to begin the diagnosis. Select perform all Norton Wind Doctor tests below and press next. Radio button graphic perform all Norton Wind Doctor tests recommended. Check radio button graphic. Let me choose which tests to run. Uncheck radio button graphic view repair history and optionally undo changes. Uncheck button B equals back disabled default button N equals next button cancel button help no selected item.
And there we go. So what we're going to do is...
Button N equals next.
We can tell
radio
it...
Radio button button N equals next.
Next. And when I do that, it's going to start doing its work. Now, I don't know how long this will take. Usually, my experience has been it takes a few minutes. However, we're recording, and I don't know how long it takes, but we're going to let it try it anyway. So we've pressed
Norton
next.
Norton Wind Doctor loading. Please wait. Dialogue. Graphic. Norton Wind Doctor loading. Please wait. Arrow. Button N equals next. Property sheet. Property sheet. Norton Wind Doctor wizard. Graphic button B equals back disabled. Button N equals next disabled. List view. Wind Doctor is now checking for Windows problems. Press stop to stop the diagnosis. No selected item.
It's now out there doing it, and I assume I can still record okay. And it's looking into my registry. It's digging into that registry. It wants to know... If there are problems, it's going to find them. And that's where it actually goes. It does most of the testing to the registry. What it's looking for here is it's looking for invalid type of keys, files that won't launch because errors are corrupt in the registry, that sort of an issue. And that's exactly what we're looking for here. And so Norton Wind Doctor is now out there and it's now doing its thing. And I can check. There's no actual, with this particular box... it'll just, when it finishes, it will just come up at the bottom and say finish. It doesn't actually pop up another dialog box. So you may want to check with your mouse pointer as you're letting it do its thing. I know this will take me a few minutes, so that's why I've been good enough to chat here. Let's actually view the screen, see what it says here.
Top left. Wind Doctor is now checking for Windows problems.
Okay, it's looking.
Press. Stop to stop the diagnosis.
Okay.
Examining. Status. Graphic registry, Doctor registry integrity analyzing.
See, it's looking at my registry right now. That's what it's saying. It's
graphic registry, Doctor registry integrity analyzing.
It's checking for invalid keys and invalid registry errors. And I have not done this for a while, so I would say we very possibly are going to find some problems here, assuming that this will complete for us. What usually will happen with this particular test is when it's done, it usually will restart your machine to correct the problem, so I will have to stop SoundForge, of course, just to let you know that, you know, when this is done. But so far, so good.
Graphic finding solutions stopped.
See, now it's finding solutions. Let's
graphic
down arrow.
Graphic and manual registry editing solution stopped. Graphic search Norton protected recycle bin for missing. Stopped. Graphic search recycle bin for missing.
These are all the different things
stopped.
That it does, and it's all done now.
Graphic search hard
so.
Drives for missing files stopped. Graphic detect drive letter changes stopped. Graphic detect directories that have moved stopped.
See, it does all these tests. That's what I'm reading here. It says stop because it's actually finished. It's waiting for me to press the finish button to go to the next part.
Graphic ignore missing files on removable drive stopped. Finish scanning. Click
okay.
Next to see results.
Let's see what we have here.
Button S equals stop disabled. Button B equals back. Default button N equals next.
So let's click that.
Left. Button N equals next. Button finish.
Now, we have
top left.
Top of the screen.
Wind Doctor has finished checking your system for errors and has found problems. There is one problem in one problem category.
Okay.
To view problems found on your system, press finish. Button B equals back. Default button finish.
Now, the way they do this is categories, and I'm pretty sure I already know what this problem is. It's a problem related to Internet Explorer. It keeps reoccurring. It's not, at least I suspect that's what it is. So we're going to click finish
left.
Again.
Norton Wind Doctor. Dialogue. Graphic. Loading undo history engine. Please wait. Static box. Loading undo history engine.
It's going to load
wait.
The undo
hourglass.
History.
Norton Wind Doctor. List box. Top. Bottom. Graphic. Miscellaneous problems. One problem. High. Problem. Miscellaneous problems that cannot be grouped in a single category. One. Of one. Arrow.
Now we have a miscellaneous problem here.
Top. Bottom. Graphic. Miscellaneous problems. One problem.
And
high. Problem.
We have
ready.
A details
ready.
Button.
Problems
we can go
one.
To the...
Problem. Graphic. Miscellaneous problems. Status. Problem. Default. Button. Details. Pointer 106 undefined.
Let's click this details button and see what kind of information we can get.
Left. Button. Details. Mode selection. List box. Top. Bottom. Graphic. One of the registry files is damaged. Hi. Problem. One of the registry files is damaged. It must be repaired before any further testing can be done on your system. 1 of 1.
Okay, now this, as I say, this is related to Internet Explorer. So what we're going to do is I'm going to tell it to repair. And the
button,
way you have to
details,
do this
graphic,
is you have to actually
found,
find the key
error, default, status, problem, graphic,
with your mouse
miscellaneous
pointer.
Problems, one problem. Hi.
And basically what you have to do is you want to right-click on it.
Right. Context menu.
And we have options. So I've right-clicked on it. I'll press the context menu key, and we have different options. Let's down arrow and see what kind of options they allow here.
R equals repair selected problem.
Repair the problem.
P equals problem details control D checked.
Problem details.
R equals repair selected problem. Dialog.
Now, if I tell it to repair the problem, it will do that for me. So we'll hit return.
Menu closed. Top. Radio button. Checked. Let Wind Doctor pick the best solution and automatically repair the problem. Recommended. 1 of 2. Dialog. Automated repair. Graphic. Graphic. You have selected to repair a problem. Please select how you would like Wind Doctor to repair this problem. Radio button. Graphic. Let Wind Doctor pick the best solution and automatically repair the problem. Recommended. Checked. Radio button. Graphic. Allow me to choose the solution to fix this problem. Unchecked. Default. Button.
So you
O
have,
equals okay.
You either can have them fix it or you can choose a solution. Probably the best thing to do would be to let them fix the problem. So
button. O equals okay.
I'm going to tell it okay and let it do it. So here we go.
Norton Wind Doctor. List box. Top. Bottom. Repair. Repairing. 1 of 1. Button. Cancel. Dialogue. Repair. Repairing.
I'm not able to actually show you the final dialogues because the machine makes you reboot once it's finished. But let me explain how it basically works. When problems are found, if there's more than one, I only had one problem, and it was a miscellaneous problem. We get this periodically, and it will clear it, and then it will come back. I think it's related to Internet Explorer. I think I said that before. It puts some kind of invalid key into the machine. It's not a serious problem, but it's there. Anyway, the best way to approach it is to right-click, as I said, on the context menu key and let Norton repair the problem. Now, if you have multiple problems, you can basically tell it select all or repair all problems. There is a button at the very top of the screen. You'll find it with your mouse pointer. I don't believe you can find it with tabbing. So, but it will say repair all. And if you single left click that, you'll be able to repair all problems. So if you have a long list of problems in your registry, that's the way I would go. If you only have the one problem, in my case, I showed you that you can right click and you can go down and tell it repair. Well, you can do that. And it will go out and it will repair the problem. When it is done, it will show you that the problem has been fixed. It will say, in my case, it would have said Norton miscellaneous one item fixed, and that sort of thing. Now, it didn't repair the problem for me, and I think the reason it didn't repair the problem is because we're recording here, and it, for all I know, it might have something to do with the fact that we're recording, but it did not repair the problem. So you go and you delete programs, and what happens is very often it leaves junk in your registry, registry keys. And this is where Norton Wind Doctor comes in handy. It will actually go in and actually clear up these keys. And you can have many megs of them. As I said, if you haven't done it in a long time, you can have megs and megs and megs of stuff in there, and you'll recover lots of good space. So it doesn't hurt to do it maybe once a week. There is a radio button in Norton Wind Doctor down at the bottom, where it says repair, let me pick the, or let Norton fix problems. There's one down at the bottom that says let me restore my previous configuration. So that's how you basically will undo any changes later on should something go wrong.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.